That's enough. Oh, Peter, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Oh, good. What good news. Thank you very much for answering the phone. How was your weekend?
My weekend? Oh, well, the Rainbow Parade. Lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. Great. No unwelcome guests this time?
No unwelcome guests. We were up in position number 2, so our group was a little bit nervous that we might be going to be confronting the enemy, but we had a nice sign which said, "No Brian, no bigotry," which we were going to wave in front of his nose, but he wasn't there to receive it.
You didn't need no sign.
No.
Oh, maybe he didn't realise he wasn't welcome last time. That's why he showed up.
It could be.
Yeah, the message was received this time around.
Maybe.
That's cool. And so was it a good feel?
Yes, I think it was a good feel. I don't think there was a large number watching as previous year, but Aucklanders don't go for repeated celebrations in quite the same way as you might expect. And maybe they were all at the Edinburgh Tattoo.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, I look, one of my side hustles is looking after international gigs, you know, and we had to get a hotel room for Friday night not at short notice, but at a few weeks' notice. And normally I have a hotel, I just send an email and they say, yep, no problem. And, you know, and so I sent the email and they said, we've got one room and it's $500 or something, you know, something crazy. So I looked around and, of course, I was like, what the heck is happening? That's like, you know, I knew Splore was happening, I knew Pulp were coming. But normally the Pride thing's not full of out of town, and it was like, huh. But then this military tattoo thing popped up and the whole thing sounded like it was just enormous.
Well, I think it was. I think it's meant they brought some innumerable brass bands from all over the country.
Mm, the world.
To do their piece. So it wasn't just from Edinburgh.
Yeah, no, there were apparently just people from literally all around the world. It sounded impressive and strange.
Yes, I wasn't there. I can't comment on
that. No, but that does account for maybe that plus Splore. Yes. I think Splore was a lot of probably pretty pride, pride parade types were had to choose which party to wear their sequins at this time. And I think it being the last Splore, I think a lot of people went to that. So
I would say so.
Yeah. But as long as you had fun and were not confronted by bigotry, that's a win.
Mm-hmm. But what I found so entertaining, Matt, was that we then went on, and in the church calendar, we were deep into Lent.
Oh.
And the themes of Lent could not be more contrasting than with those of Pride, you know?
Yeah.
It was very interesting indeed. Quite conflicting in some respects.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because it's like, what are you going to give up? It's like, what are you going to take up?
Yes, precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. So, and of course, the whole Pride Festival hangs on both the date of Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras. And especially in Sydney, Mardi Gras is a really big aspect of the Pride Festival and the Pride Parade.
Yeah.
But Mardi Gras is the last day before Lent begins.
Oh.
So it's so-called Fat Tuesday because this is your last chance to indulge in meaty, fatty food for 40 days.
Right.
If you count correctly, 44 days. And on Ash Wednesday, the day after Mardi Gras, you're supposed to become very pious and to give up meat eating and, indeed, to fast for the daylight hours, a bit like Ramadan.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got Ramadan vibes for me.
Well, I think, actually, Ramadan took it from the Christians originally, but have kept it going, whereas Christians have got more and more pathetic about it, at least in the Western Hemisphere. I think Eastern Orthodox are a bit stricter on these things.
Yeah.
So this is it's really intriguing because, on Ash Wednesday, the first thing that one they're supposed to do is attend an Ash Wednesday service with a strict fast all day, and then get the sign of the cross painted either on your face or on the top of your head, a cross made of ash. These days, I've never seen it done on the top of a head, but I'm not sure I'd be enthusiastic for ash on the top of my head. Maybe they weren't so proud in the previous days.
My hair is retreating to the point where it's kind of making a cross shape of its own, so I'll probably be all right.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and it's kind of the colour of ash too, so I guess I'm in some ways the most pious, but in many ways probably not.
Yeah. So, I mean, Ash Wednesday is the moment of repentance, or the start of the season of repentance, and it was ordained in 325 AD by the Council of Nicaea, which had other things to do, like defining how divine Jesus was, but seemed to have some spare time up its sleeve. So it set out to define, unfortunately didn't do a very good job of defining the date of Easter.
Right.
But it did define the season of Lent. And so it insisted that Christians were required to observe a fast 40 days leading up to Easter. Now, this is kind of intriguing because they get the 40 days from Jesus in the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry, not at the end before he's crucified. So it's not very obvious why this is connected with Easter, except I suppose that one of the customs was that if you were going to be baptized, you'd have to enroll to be baptized on Easter Day.
Okay.
So you put your name down, and they required 40 days' notice of it. And so maybe it came from that, though nobody's quite sure. It's too long ago, to be sure. But as a result, these 40 days, now they're differently observed from in the Orthodox Church and in the Catholic Church and in the Protestant churches that split away from the Catholic Church. So in the Orthodox Church, they begin on Pure Monday, I think is its name, and Pure Monday is today. So if we were an Orthodox Christian, we were beginning their fasts this very day.
Okay, I had a quiche. I should have thought.
No meat? Any meat?
No, well, I'm vegetarian, so
well, you're well on your way.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's good.
Got the cross on my head. I've just eaten a quiche. I'm doing okay.
Special piety. So they began that way. Now, somewhere along, the Catholic Church, as is its wont to do, made endless additions to this. So they decided that you could have a break from fasting on the Sundays because the Sundays were celebrations. So therefore, they had to add another 4 days to extend the fast and took it through to Ash Wednesday, happened actually 44 days before Jesus, before Easter, Good Friday and Easter Day. So this all gets a bit complicated with extra special things thrown in. You're not allowed to say one of the favourite prayers in the rest of the year, the Gloria. You're not allowed to say that in Lent. Goodness knows why.
It's weird. It's too fun.
Sundry other customs like this.
Do you think they've gotten so righteous that they had to give up things that there was no problem with? For example, their favourite prayers?
Well, I do think that regulation of society became, if you like, Christianity's normal position.
Right.
You know? It had to be the moralizer for society. And so if you invent regulations that people are asked to keep, then I guess you increase your moral authority.
But here's a rule. Don't ask why.
As the Catholic Church kind of lost its moral leadership, at Vatican II, they dramatically reduced the requirements for fasting and left it just at Ash Wednesday and Good Friday.
Right.
And that's, it was about the same time that Catholics were no longer required to not eat meat on Fridays.
And I didn't know about that one.
Oh, well, this is why fish shops have always flourished on Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, because historically Catholics would not eat meat on that day, so they'd eat fish.
Right.
But all of these regulations were cut back dramatically in the 1960s, and I think now some traditional Catholics are awfully regretful about this and would like to reintroduce them, but the chance of persuading everybody to follow them is limited, I think.
Well, it seems like Mel Gibson and Steve Bannon are teaming up to...
Oh, well, now that's right. There are certainly people who kind of want to get the moral machine operating again more powerfully, aren't they?
Mm. Seems like just about the worst timing ever to try and make Catholicism more conservative, but who am I to talk? I'm unqualified.
Oh, well, Matthew, I mean, remember the point, though, that there's a whole new brigade of conservative males.
That's right, yep.
And it's they are the ones who are campaigning for this, enjoying the somewhat, you know, crazy extremist groups on the fringe of Catholicism.
Mm.
That's a whole other subject.
Sorry. I said I wouldn't talk about Mel Gibson, but there I went. Sorry, and I've interrupted your flow probably, but so today is Pure Monday. I was wondering, you know, when you said, you sent me the email saying that, well, here's what we're talking about. I thought Easter's not for a while, is it? But no, obviously it's such a long lead-in.
That's right.
It's honestly the lead-in's nearly as long as Kmart's Easter egg special.
But mind you, we can't beat the supermarkets who've been selling hot cross buns since New Year's Eve.
Since Christmas, Christmas Boxing Day.
And they should really be confined to, Good Friday.
Well, they're hard to be fasting if you've got hot cross buns in front of you, isn't it?
Oh, well, you see, it's not meat. And
yeah.
So it's all right.
And if they've made well, they're pretty darn delicious. Hard to just eat one.
That's surely the case. But you understand the church never approved putting this fancy sugar and colour and, you know, into it. It was plain old spice buns with a cross on top. None of this fancy stuff.
Okay. Well, we should have a word to pack and save.
Yes, I think you should. I really think you should. So, I mean, it's interesting because all religions are partly a set of rituals and practices. And a lot of those rituals and practices you may follow even if you've got no interest in the beliefs, the creed of the religion.
Mm.
And, I mean, historically, when, you know, whole states were Catholic or Orthodox or whatever, then, I mean, it just went without saying.
You sort of adopted it and your parents did it, your grandparents did it. And you said, why do we bash snakes with sticks?
Yeah. There was no room really for those why questions.
Mm.
Now, none of it makes sense because it's a minority option wherever it's observed.
Mm.
And in the process, well, it's interesting. You take a place like the Philippines, which is so strongly Catholic, and a lot of these customs still going strong, very strong in the Philippines. They've weakened in Ireland. Ireland did try to introduce on Ash Wednesday a no smoking day. And
really?
I think it may still be in Ireland the national no smoking day because you don't want any ash falling on the ground.
I was going to say, what's the story with the pun?
Yeah, well, you see, all that ash coming out, you know where the ash comes from on Ash Wednesday? It comes from the burnt up palm crosses that are handed out on Palm Sunday.
Right, okay.
Okay, so rituals, and everywhere you go, if you start looking, they may mean nothing, but they may be quite appealing.
Yeah, well, my family used to used to have, we used to live at the Bible College in Henderson in the 80s and 90s. Do you know the Marshalls, Chris Marshall?
I do.
The family? So my family and the Marshall family used to, I was going to say religiously in its non-religious sense, but religiously, literally, but also just for fun, if that's what you call it, sit down and have the meal, the official meal, and read the script and everything. But I tell you, those bitter herbs, they're disgusting.
Yes. Well, yes, it's an interesting thing that that's, of course, a Jewish custom, which isn't laid down for Christians, but it's quite interesting seeing how the Christian communion evolved from the Last Supper, if that's how it came about.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, are you going to be doing any, observing any of the traditions, fasting or the like, just for fun?
I tried making a good resolution to keep.
Okay.
And failed 2 days later.
Oh.
It was a bit disappointing.
Oh, well, be kind to yourself. You know, you're the only one who, was imposing the rule on yourself. It wasn't the Bishop Tamaki or anyone that you had to impress. I made a New Year's resolution this year. I kept it pretty darn well, which was to get no parking tickets. But I tell you what, it's really hard to do a radio show on BFM and not get a parking ticket.
Next to impossible.
I tried. Anyway, let's be kind to ourselves, Peter, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to that.
Thank you very much. Me too. Bye-bye. Damn, now I want a hot cross bun. Break my other resolution. Here's the outro.